Jill, hi, and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Orville, I'm back.
Back from where?
Back from Thailand, where I have been for the last 2.5 months.
You were on the festival, yeah?
There was an international theater festival, and this was actually the second in the province of Pathum Thani, which is about 40 kilometers northeast of Bangkok. And there were international artists from all over the world, France, Germany, India, Thailand, of course, Romania, Estonia, and all were invited to come and perform. And it was a great time. We had a great time together. We shared our work, and we had fun, and we enjoyed the work of the others, and spoke about ourselves and our places and how we work, and it was a great gathering. You can see there is a difference, of course, from country to country and from group to group, but the spirit was the same. And the spirit is what's important. I mean, you know, who cares about labels? Professional, not professional, amateur. Amateur actually from Latin means to love something. So if you're an amateur, you do it from love. And I appreciated everybody. Astrid, our own Orville Astrid, was there. She did a clown show called The Last Tree. And there were puppets. There were from France. There was a wonderful group from Romania who did a very, very powerful piece about modern life in Romania. It was a great mixture. And they were also invited from around Thailand, about 50 different school groups who also came to perform, to see each other, and to see the work of the international artists.
That also means that theater is really popular in Thailand.
It means just the opposite, actually. It means that this effort to create a festival, a gathering of artists, is the dream child of the people who are the directors of the Mordakmai theater troupe. And it is their mission to bring theater back to Thailand, because it has almost disappeared. It exists in certain pockets here and there around Bangkok and the major cities, but it is virtually off the map, and certainly off the map as far as schools are concerned. So at Mordakmai, which is a performing arts school, there is a concerted effort to reintroduce into the schools, into the consciousness of the children, how great theater is and what the potential for theater is.
Nice. As far as I remember, the Mordakmai group was also in Oroville just before you left, yes?
Yes, yes. They came for the second time in December 2009, and they will come again in 2010. They like very much to perform here. And I think the children, because they do always a children's story, they came to Udavi School and the other schools in Oroville, and I think the kids appreciate them also. So it's a good match.
Actually, it's really it's getting started. It seems to me there's going to be a really strong interaction. I mean, it's like bonding thing. That's the second time, so it's like it will come like a regular event.
Yes.
That they come here and you go there.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah. I mean, it is creating this network of solidarity and support and exchange of creative energy that is so natural to artists. But very often, we don't take advantage of it. We work in isolation. We don't see the work of others. So when you go to a festival, you have a great opportunity to see what other people around the world are doing. And the children from Thailand who came from all over Thailand to be part of the festival also had a chance to see. I mean, where else could they see a theater group from Estonia? You know, it's not possible. And so it gave them a new vision of what is possible in theater. And it was really inspiring for them, because we spoke to them after the festival, and they were energized to go back home and to continue their work.
Nice. But after the festival, you stay to work with Mordakmai?
Yes, I stayed to work with Mordakmai, with the Mordakmai homeschool and theater troupe. And we had discussed together what we can do, and we decided to do an American play called Our Town, written by Thornton Wilder. and there was already a Thai version. So for the second time, I directed a play from America in Thai.
Which play was better, this year or last year?
It's always the play you're working on that you love the most. So I can't compare. I loved also the work that we did on The Crucible by Arthur Miller last year. But now Our Town is so fresh in my mind that it stays with me in my heart also, and the kids that I worked with. I love them, and they and I shared a wonderful experience. We were together, actually, for 1 month up in the north of Thailand in a province called Chiang Rai. And it was there that we performed also, because Mordechai has in mind to develop a theater called the Chiang Rai Sichuan Theater in the north. And this was the premier performance at the new theater.
Which of the theater group impressed you this year maybe the most?
Oh, yeah, that's always hard, huh? Estonia impressed me very much. Their story had to do with Estonian life in present-day Estonia. And although very little dialogue, almost no dialogue, you understood from the different scenarios that were happening simultaneously on stage how people live, what they suffer, how they struggle, what are their joys, what are their sorrows, with almost no dialogue, really just sounds and movement. And that for me is... I'm always interested in the physicality of the life. So I think they did a great job. The other group that really impressed me was also from Romania. Young people, teenagers mostly, people in their early 20s, with a very dynamic director. And their story was about Romania, of course, and for them especially, their situation is a bit unique because they are Hungarians. They are an ethnic minority in Romania, and so it was a Hungarian group based in Romania that told the story about their life.
And the Thailand groups, what were their performances? They were like classical, or they came with something with the new approaches as well?
Well, of course, Mordechai performed, and the children from their school network. You see, they tour maybe one month and a half or 2 months out of the year, and they have a network of schools that they go to all over Thailand. And then these schools came for the festival to perform works of their own. Everything from classical folk plays, Thai folk plays, to very modern experimental work. It was interesting, and it was nice because afterwards the international artists gave feedback to the kids. And it was a very nice exchange.
And exciting, I think.
Yeah.
How the classical Thai play would look like?
Well, its story is very similar, I would say, to plays from India, even to the extent that India and Thailand share the Ramayana, that epic, which they call Ramkian in Thai and Ramayana in India. So there were excerpts from Ramayana. And, of course, Thai dance is always involved because these pieces are usually not just theater solely, but dance theater. And it's very interesting even to compare the different dance styles. That classical Thai dance is very slow and elegant. Of course, the Indian Bharatanatyam and Odissi is more dynamic, more grounded, use of the hands, mudras. So, but you can see the connection, and that, of course, for me was very interesting.
You didn't miss Auroville?
I miss you, Auroville! I did. I had to keep telling myself, I'm only here for 2.5 months. And, of course, internet and Facebook and phone calls were very helpful. I kept you in my heart.
So what are your plans now?
To rest for a few days. And as usual, after a few days, I get bored, and I've already been planning while I was in Thailand to work on a play that I have adapted from the story of Savitri, and to work with the children of Udavi School with Partha, and hopefully Kanchana also to do the choreography. We have some plans to do this story with these children, so that's the first thing that I want to jump back into.
I had an idea you won't be resting.
No, not very long. I can't. I'm too active. I think to myself, oh, now I will have a holiday, but it's so boring, and I love to work, so I'm back.
And you love theater.
And I love theater.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot.